next case, please.
Thank you. The next case is 11,641. Daryl and Beth Ann Lewis are seeking a variance to reduce the separation requirement between residences and a poultry house. Section 115-20B1C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Christchurch Road, approximately 285 feet south of Chipman's Pond Road. The 911 address is 31236 Christchurch Road in Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 232, Map 18, Parcel 1.01. Specifically, they were asking for an 81.5-foot variance between the distance of the poultry house and an adjacent home. We did receive one mail return and no letters of support and no letters of opposition. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I will not be participating in this case.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state name and address for the record? Swear or affirm your testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is a copy of the answer you provided on the application. I have that, but if you have your
thank you.
And Mr. Chair, just as a point of order, as noted last week, when we only had three members, because we have three members, it does take three votes to approve any application. So just something to keep in mind.
Thank you for
having me. Good evening. Hi. I'm going to try not to swallow my tongue because I'm not used to this. Okay. What we're looking to do is take one parcel of land and divide it into three because my son is wanting to buy into the poultry part of it and my ex-husband is wanting to buy the house. And the problem is the house was built 118 and a half feet from the existing closest chicken house, which I need 81 and a half variance to get through. So the uniqueness is the our situation is unique because when we built the house in 2002, we built it closer to the chicken house so that we could keep the house farther from the road, and we didn't plan on dividing the parcel at the time that we built the house. And there is an exceptional practical difficulty because both dwellings or buildings are already there and it would be difficult to move either one. As far as possibility of development, as I stated earlier, the house and the chicken house were built in 2002 and in 1992, thus it can't be developed in strict conformity. The variance is needed because we wish, like I said, to divide the property into three lots so that my son can take over full ownership or take part ownership in the poultry side and his father can take ownership of the house. And difficulty been created by the applicant due to the pending change of ownership, the poultry operation and the home, the property has to be subdivided in order to do that. The effects on surroundings, the character of the neighborhood will not change because the poultry houses have been there, the original one since 1990. And there are several other poultry operations within a half mile of our farm. Will the variance permanently impair? No, like I said, they've been there since 1990, and it's not going to change anything that's not already there and should not be a detriment to the public welfare. Will the variance represent the lease modification? Yeah, that's what we're asking for, just what we need to meet the requirements. And is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, we need it in order to be able to change the ownership on all the property. I think that's it.
Do I see any questions? If you don't, we'll start with you.
You already got the lots already been divided. One, two, and the third lot would be the chicken house.
Yes. The house is what, yeah. The house, it was one big lot, and yeah, we're making it into three.
Three, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, no other questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions, Mr. Sharp.
No questions.
Thank you. Are there any further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition?
lots haven't been divided, the division depends on the outcome of this, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
So the one and two on that, that doesn't have anything to do with that now? The one and two lots on there?
Well, they're proposing to subdivide into three.
Three.
The only one that is really affected by any of that is lot two and three.
Yes.
Not one.
Not one, yeah, be two, because it has distance.
Yes, has to be 200 feet.
Yeah, 200 feet.
Didn't before, because it's all on the lot.
On the lot, yes.
Okay. Whether it was lot one, whether they divided it into two lots or three lots, if lots one and two were one lot, I don't know if it makes a difference.
Yeah, because the distance, all is the distance from the house.
Correct.
It's going to be that 200 feet.
Okay, hearing no, again, no opposition. And no further questions, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, from what I see, we have a poultry farm that needs to be subdivided for reasons of ownership. And it's not, the question isn't, you know, that the poultry house is being close to neighboring or adjacent homes, but one that's actually going to be owned by one of the parties that previously owned it. I think the whole situation is unique. I think the request is necessary to accomplish what they seem to need to do. I think that would also constitute that it's not, because of the situation, it hasn't been created by the advocate. We didn't hear testimony that it's ever altered in central character in the neighborhood. Not that the situation would be detrimental to welfare, and obviously without moving the house, it's minimal to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,641.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Wharton, that we approve case number 11,641. All those in favor of the motion, again, Mr. Wharton.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I'm Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that been stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,641 is approved.
Thank you.
Next case, please. One second, Mr.